Even on a quiet day, there's usually something to note with the weather, and today it was a stubborn deck of clouds that kept some areas rather gray through much of the day. The clouds set up in the Mohawk Valley through the capital region into southern Vermont and western Massachusetts. Other areas had sunshine all day long. And now a veil of high clouds is coming in from the southwest. Those clouds are the first signal that the weather will be unsettled at times over the weekend. There are going to be some windows of precipitation. Other times will be dry. I don't expect the weather to be very bad this weekend, but it's not going to be quite as nice as we would like. I think most of tonight will be dry. Clouds will continue to increase. Temperatures will drop into the 20s in most areas. A few areas across the north will drop into the teens. Temperatures will begin to rise a bit late tonight as precipitation draws closer. And that precipitation will break out late tonight into early tomorrow morning. It should be cold enough to start as snow in most of the region. This is not going to be a significant snowstorm for us. I'm only expecting a covering to an inch or two in most areas, but that will be enough for some slippery spots on the roads. So keep that in mind if you are going to be out first thing tomorrow morning. And the snow will change to an icy mix, then rain during the day tomorrow. There is potential that the temperature will hover near freezing in some of the higher elevations, so there's the chance for some freezing rain, which could lead to some ice, so that is something to consider if you are in those areas. Temperatures in most areas tomorrow will rise into the low 40s. We'll have dry weather tomorrow night, and Sunday will start dry, though fairly gray. Another disturbance will come through on Sunday afternoon. That will bring the chance for some showers. Monday looks to be largely quiet. Temperatures should be near or above 40, but late Monday, an Arctic cold front is going to come in from the north. That could bring a round of snow showers or snow squalls late Monday afternoon into Monday evening, and that will be followed by a rush of cold for Monday night and Tuesday. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight becoming cloudy, a chance of snow by daybreak, lows in the teens and 20s, temperatures will slowly rise late at night. Tomorrow, snow changing to an icy mix, then rain, with highs in the upper 30s to low 40s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight becoming cloudy, a chance of snow by daybreak, lows in the teens and 20s, temperatures will slowly rise late, and then tomorrow, snow changing to an icy mix, then rain, with highs in the upper 30s to low 40s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight becoming cloudy, a chance of rain and snow late, lows in the upper 20s, temperatures will slowly rise after midnight, and then tomorrow, an early mix changing to rain, with highs in the upper 30s to low 40s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight becoming cloudy, a chance of snow late, lows in the mid-20s, temperatures will slowly rise late at night, and then for tomorrow, an early mix changing to rain, with highs in the low 40s. Region-wide on Sunday, mostly cloudy, a chance of afternoon showers, highs in the 40s, and on Monday, a mix of clouds and sun, breezy, a chance of afternoon snow showers and snow squalls, with highs in the upper 30s to low 40s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.